I'm joined by The Guardian's Islamabad correspondent, Jonathan Boone. John, give us an idea of the scale of these protests.
It's nationwide across the major cities of Pakistan, and it's been steadily building since the morning, particularly after the conclusion of Friday prayers this afternoon. In Peshawar, the city hard up against the Afghan border in the west of Afghanistan, there's been one reported death of a journalist or of a man working for a broadcaster who'd been traveling to the scene or was on the scene of a protest where demonstrators or rioters, I should say, were attempting to burn down a cinema. Police opened fire, and this man, we're told, reportedly was shot 3 times in the chest. He later died in hospital. Rather shockingly, his last moments have been broadcast almost continuously on the TV station involved. Also in the city of Lahore, the city of Karachi, there are these demonstrations which typically involve people carrying the flags of various hard-right religious parties. And then the pattern seems to be that they disintegrate into violence and running battles with police, with tear gas canisters being thrown back and forth. In Islamabad, I should say, there are similar skirmishes with police, various parts of the city and its outskirts. There are burning tires, people throwing rocks. And the latest report I've heard is that a large mass of people who've been trying to descend on Islamabad from neighbouring Rawalpindi have been fighting police on the road that accesses the city. And some reports say that some of those additional people have got in.
Is the focus still the anti-Islamic film rather than the Charlie Hebdo cartoons?
There's really been no mention as yet of the cartoons that have come out of France. I think what we've seen throughout this crisis over the last week or so is that it takes time for developments outside Pakistan or the countries involved to filter down and to leach into the public imagination. So at the moment, this is still very much targeted against the US. The groups that have been protesting in Islamabad say that they want to get to the US embassy. Yesterday, they said they wanted to demand, protest outside the embassy and demand the expulsion of the ambassador, or rather the acting ambassador in Pakistan. So this is still very much about the blasphemous US film and not the French cartoons.
Now, the government called a national holiday today and on what's been dubbed as a day of love for the Prophet. Does it seem to be to you that initiative has backfired?
Well, there's two ways of looking at this. Some people have said this was a clever move by the government to try and contain the situation, calling a national holiday, closing down businesses, and that the hope was that this might in some way damp down passions. Now, clearly that hasn't happened. Many critics say that actually it's just a sign of the government giving some form of tacit approval to these protests. And indeed, there's very mixed language coming out of the government. There was a ceremony held today in Islamabad, which all of the cabinet and various religious scholars attended. It was televised. The prime minister made a speech, and whilst he called for peace, he also made some very, arguably antagonistic comments about the need for, the West to sort of ban blasphemous material. He made a comparison with the ban in many Western countries on Holocaust denial and asked, why then can't they ban this sort of blasphemous material? And cynics would say this is the act of a government which is moving into the last months of its life before an election has to be called, which is likely to be extremely competitive, and they don't want to get on the wrong side of the big religious parties who've been at the forefront of these protests, and they don't want to be seen to be the government that's defending foreign infidel filmmakers who have blasphemed against Islam and the Holy Prophet. So many people see this as a rather cynical political wheeze.
And this is going to do nothing for already very strained relations between the US and Pakistan.
I suspect it will remain sort of sidelined from this issue. I mean, it's interesting, the attitude of American diplomats has been a big effort on public diplomacy. The US embassy has been buying adverts on local television to say that it doesn't approve of this film. Journalists have been have been emailed clips of what has been described as ordinary Americans talking about this film and how much they disapprove of it. So I think the US is anxious to keep this issue separate from all of those many other things which the US and Pakistan disagrees on, primarily the future of Afghanistan and peace talks with the Taliban and all the rest.
Now, yesterday there was an attempt to sort of storm the embassy, but then the US embassy, but then it kind of fizzled out. Do you think this is now going to rumble on or fizzle out again?
Well, we should say it wasn't really storming the embassy. I mean, they didn't get anywhere near the embassy, and I think it's worth probably just describing Islamabad. Islamabad is a peculiar city. It was built from the sort of 1960s onwards as the political capital for Afghanistan. It's not really a kind of it's a rather artificial place. It feels like a US suburb with lots of greenery, wide open roads, big houses in which senior Pakistani bureaucrats, Western diplomats, and indeed journalists live. So even within this bubble, which is rather separate from Pakistan, the diplomatic enclave is another sort of bubble within a bubble. That's where nearly all of the embassies are based, and indeed the British High Commission. It's a sealed off area. There's a big fence around it. There's only a few entrances and exits. And this mob yesterday were attempting to really just get to the entrance, and they were foiled in that, and that's when the battle broke out with police. So I have to say it's almost inconceivable that they will be able to get anywhere near the US embassy.
But how do you see it going in the next few days? Is it going to rumble on?
I'd be loath to predict anything because it's so unpredictable. Last Friday we were all sitting here expecting lots of upheavals and violence. It didn't materialize. No one was expecting anything significant yesterday. Indeed, the authorities in Islamabad were caught completely unawares. They were busily battening down the hatches, preparing for today, for Friday. They were putting shipping containers, those big sea containers, on the ends of streets to sensitive areas to try and block the crowds that they're expecting today. So it's unpredictable, and I wouldn't like to make a call on it.
Okay, John. Thanks very much. Thanks.
Thanks.